All right, good evening, friends and family. It's Monday night. That means we're going live. We're going live on Facebook. We're also here on the phone line just sharing in and enjoying some great questions, testimonies, scriptures of the topic in which we've been sharing all week, which has been be careful who you keep around you. So tonight, I just hope that we can all just settle in and be excited about the word that's about to go forth, because we have an opportunity to be the light in people's lives. We have the opportunity to show them whom God is just by the way that we live our lives. So are we having a positive impact on others' lives? Just a question for us to sit with and truly take and understand, so that we can make any adjustments that we need to truly represent him. Right? We've walked through an amazing, amazing parable this week on the Good Samaritan, and we saw that those whom we expect to be the ones to come to our side and be that positive influence aren't always the case. And sometimes it's those whom we would never expect to be right there to just show us exactly who God is in our lives. So it is our opportunity right here, right now, to choose him. He tells us to choose ye this day. So it's our opportunity to choose him and represent him in everything that we do. So this is the perfect time before we officially kick off. So please reach out to a friend or two, get them on the line so they can share in this word that's about to go forth. That be prepared, ask the questions, be prepared to share scripture, to share testimony. We'll be on Facebook Live on the Tellius M. Carr page, where we can interact with all of those who are online as well. So once again, we've been talking about be careful who you keep around you. Be careful who you keep around you. And ask, have you taken in that inventory? Have you realized whom is right there? And when you do, what actions do you take? Do you select to spend some time alone? Do you flee from that situation? Do you address it with the individual? These are all different options that we have in our purview. But first of all, are we asking God how to handle that situation? That's something for us to always dwell on, because he has the answers. It's not just us. It's not just our opinion on how things should go down. We need to go to God when these situations do occur, or when we realize that we're in a situation where there's negative input in our lives. So how do we limit it? And it's our responsibility to first submit to God and then to confess money to another. Oh, my goodness, how important it is to confess money to another, because right here, each day, every day, those amongst us who are positive influences in our lives are the ones who can hold us accountable. If we confess what's going on for us, where things are tempting our weaknesses, then we can have our sisters and brothers in Christ be right there with us as accountability partners in everything that we do. It is critical that we know whom that is in our lives, so that we can be sure that we are not allowing those negative influences to continue to have those inputs. So we are here. We are continuing and diving deeper into the conversation of be careful who you keep in your lives. So let's go forward with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Miss
Hannah. How's it doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And y'all, just for the record, is be careful who you keep around you.
Amen.
Be careful who you keep around you. It's important that we tackle this and tackle this the right way so that we leave no stones unturned. So with that being said, Ms. Tiana, let's go ahead and open up with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessed opportunity to continue to serve you. We are grateful for the word that is about to go forth. Be careful who you keep around you is an amazing message because it allows us, dear Lord, to take inventory of whom we have in our life as well as whom we're impacting by our lives. So as we go forward on this call, Heavenly Father, may we do so with open hearts, open minds, so that we can receive of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, man. So what you got for us this week on this topic?
Be careful of the company that you keep around you. Influences are powerful. And sometimes you may not know why, but God has removed you from a situation so that he can bring you to another situation or move you forward, so to speak. Sometimes we take a lot of time in going back and going back, and he'd take us out of this situation, and we go right back to it. Then want to complain to him about, why am I in this or why am I going through this? We need to be mindful that he's in charge and allow him to do his thing. We need to walk by faith and be careful of the company that you have around you. If you're surrounded by a bunch of snakes, then pretty soon you're going to start hissing. You're going to start speaking their language. What does that mean? That means you have to be careful of people who don't mean you no good or doesn't know God. People that's straddling the fence, you're going to start straddling the fence. So what I need for us to do is be who God created us to be and not who we want to be. That's the problem. We need to turn ourselves down and turn God up.
All right, now. All right, I like that, Mr. DJ. So be careful who you keep around you. Okay, this is important. Y'all, I'm about to get ready to log on to Facebook Live. Let me know y'all when y'all see me. Hold on. Okay. Y'all see me?
Refreshing.
Okay, y'all should see me now. I just had to get on there just now. Okay. Y'all there?
A little time delay. Not yet, sir.
Everything's getting there? Okay. Let me know when y'all see me.
All right. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Can see you now.
All right. How you doing, Ms. Diana and Ms. Swan? Everybody's there? Y'all can see me. Good. Okay. Here we go. We're going to have a great, 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 great time tonight. How you doing, Ms. Kay, Ms. Deborah, and Ms. Krista? Hey, I love this topic. Ms. Tiana's there. Be careful who you keep around you. Okay, how you doing, Ms. Tara? All right. So we're going to start with our first email question, y'all. Y'all just pay attention now. This is a powerful topic now. Be careful who you keep around you.
All right. So, you ready for the first question, sir?
I am.
All right. What are some signs a person is having a negative influence on me?
Mr. DJ, what are some of the signs that a person is having a negative influence on me?
Signs that they're having a negative influence on you is when you start doing things that are ungodly and when they have you second-guessing yourself. You keep second-guessing yourself doing things that are not of you, to where you have to put a lot of thought and a lot of things different is going on. Those are negative influence.
Okay. Jump straight to the point. What's going on, Lewis, man? What's going on with you?
Ms. Mary, how are you? Ms. Jennifer, how are you? So what are some signs that a person is having a negative influence on me? I agree with that, Mr. DJ. You have to be careful who you keep around you. What are some of the signs? Are you lining up with God?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? That's important, right?
Right.
Are you lining up with God?
Right.
Things that you're doing, do they please God? Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is important, people, because a lot of times we give the wrong things the benefit of the doubt. And we think that we can conquer them. We think that we can save people sometimes. And so that same bad company that we once used to influence, now they start to influence us in a negative way. And that is not what God intends. Okay? Now, more importantly, Mr. DJ, let me ask this question. Let me put this out there. What's going on, Ms. Donna and Barry, Ms. Katina? Let me put this out there. Okay? How do you know who's negative in your life? And if you can't identify the negativity, do you actually remove yourself from it? In other words, the topic is be careful who you keep around you. Would you disassociate from your loved one? I'm talking about namely your kids or even your parents or even your spouse.
Well, me personally, yes, I would. Again, if it's not lining up with God, then you have to separate yourself.
You should, uh-huh.
I mean, birds of a feather flock together. So if that's mama, daddy, uncle, cousin, even kids, sometimes I can love you from a distance. I don't have to be around you. Sometimes people don't listen to you, and they don't, you know, they may not mean harm, but they don't know no better and want to listen to you. So you have to put some distance between yourselves.
Uh-huh. Is that okay?
So, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So
can I ask you a question?
What you got, Miss Tiana?
No, I appreciate exactly what Mr. DJ said. How do I distance myself from someone if they're in my household?
Mr. DJ, what you got?
Well, if you are you can distance yourself from somebody that's in your household. There are certain things that you do not have to do.
Okay.
There are certain things that I cannot bring to my mom and daddy, you know, as a child, because I'm still in the household, but we're on two different levels. Spiritually, we should all be on the same level. But if you see somebody, I'm not saying control, you do what's in your realm of control and be respectful. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't have to go hang out with mom and daddy. I don't, you know, with your child, of course, you have to keep coming at them several different ways. You got to put on a whole armor of God because the devil got a bunch of tricks. So, I mean, but you do not have to dwell within them and you know, be in there and hang out, quote, unquote, with them or do sinly or badly things. They need to know your position and then have them, your position so strong to where they're questioning you. Why are you praying? Why are you on your knees? Why are you going to church? Or why you, you know, have them check you out more so than you keep coming at them. You know, be different. Stand hold to God's unchanging hand, and I trust you. If you lift him up, he will draw all men.
Okay. That's some good stuff, Mr. DJ. So be careful of the company that you keep. Be careful who you keep around you. Y'all, it doesn't get any simpler than that. What's going on, Trey? Who was that, Ms. Green? Ms. D? Okay. How you doing, Ms. Collins? And see, you know, what's going on, Mr. John? Ms. Markeisha, how are you? Okay. Ms. Toya, how you doing? How you doing, Sean? Okay. So, yeah, we're talking about being careful, right, of the company that you keep. Very important that you surround yourself with the right mindset, the same type of mind that you, the direction that you want to go. Right?
Right.
But you got to make sure that your direction is correct as well. How you doing, Ms. Courtney? And what's going on, Mr. Miner? Okay, so be careful of the company that you keep around you. What you got the next question, Ms. Tiana?
Sorry, sir. Give me 2 seconds. The next question is, on any given day, I'm surrounded by naysayers due to the culture of my work environment. And as a result, Thank you. On any given day, I am surrounded by naysayers due to the culture of my work environment. I pray for peace each day and to be a light at work. Am I supposed to be a light in this place that the place needs to be, or do I need to move on?
Okay, Mr. DJ, what you got?
Continue to be a light. Always let your light shine. So I will direct you as to whether that's the place for you or to move you somewhere else. You know, it's a bunch of darkness. Dark is deep, and dark is powerful, but it don't take but one light to change that whole image. That's all it takes. So even if you're outnumbered, let your light shine. You can have a wall dark as I don't know what, put one speck of white on it, and it's going to stick out. And that's
okay.
What you're supposed to do as Christians. We're supposed to let your light shine.
Okay, so y'all got it? Be careful who you keep around you. This is important because what tends to happen is we do the things that are familiar, that we're familiar with. If you ever seen someone who was raised in a family where the father constantly verbally abused and physically abused the mother, 9 times out of 10, what do you think is going to happen with that child?
They're
going to abuse or be abused.
Right. The daughter will probably accept abuse. The son will probably give it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
How you doing, Ms. Topeka? What's going on, Paul? Ms. Keisha? Ms. Morgan, how are you? Ms. Marcia? Ms. Tawana? Troy, what's going on, my man? Ms. Boyd, how are you? Ms. Laronica and Ms. Natty. So you got to be careful. Now, here's a deep question. What are children to do when they cannot control their environment, i.e., their parents? Come on, y'all. Ms. Tiana, we can hear that in this phone. What are children to do? When you cannot control, when they cannot control their environment, what are kids to do? The topic says, be careful who you keep around you. How can kids be careful of the parents that God created them, and why is this happening in these children's lives? What can kids do, Mr. DJ?
Well, it's funny you say that because I know several kids in that situation, and I always tell them to hold on to God's unchanging hand. He's undisputed. He's undefeated. Don't worry about it. The fight is fixed. I always tell them, remain respectful. Remain respectful to adults, but hold fast to God. One thing, when the devil is present, if you just say the name Jesus, he cringes. So anytime you bring up anything, if you have a disagreement or dispute, bring the word into it. Most people don't, when you start talking about God, that light is so bright, most people don't even want to argue, especially when they know they're wrong. So I
okay.
tell them, don't do anything wrong. Remain respectful, but keep the blood of Jesus on you.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Yvette? How are you? So the question is, what are children to do when they cannot control their environment, like the parents, the neighborhood, the people that they engage on a daily basis? This topic,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about be careful who you keep around you. But what about when you're chained? What about when you're in shackles and you can't control what is around you? What about the Joseph of the world? When Joseph went to prison, did he deserve to go? See, even in those situations, y'all hear me and hear me good. The thing about God is, God, Jesus was led to an environment that he had to face a devil. You know, he walked through the wilderness. You remember that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to be tempted by Satan. A lot of times, God will put you in the lion's den just so the lion can shut his mouth. I need y'all to hear me right quick. In other words, the Bible says Satan walks around like a roaring lion. God will put you, child, in an unauthorized position where you cannot fend for yourself. In other words, you are broken down. In other words, you are vulnerable. In other words, Satan is attacking you, and you can't control your environment. But what you can control is who you serve. In other words, I will be the mist. I will be the light in a dark city. I can't control the city, but I can control what the city sees. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Y'all follow
Amen.
Me? Hold on,
yes,
yes. Y'all see what I'm going with this? A lot of
yes.
times children do not have the authority nor power to change their environment. What can a child do to a drunken father who says, I pay the bill? What can a child do to a mother who's abusive, who says, shut up? What can that child do? They have the option of running away? Is that how you saw?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See? So everything is not fair, but this is how favor operates. Favor isn't fair. Okay? So being careful of the company that you keep around you, I would truly encourage that child to say this. Okay? Wise men seek wise counsel. Wisdom is not based on your years here on earth. Wisdom is based on your experience or your longevity in God. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Uh-huh. On resumes, don't we say experience matters? So wisdom is predicated on your experience with God, even at a young age. Right, King Solomon? Okay?
That's right.
So be careful of the company you keep around you. In other words, you have to surround yourself with things of God, whether it be through individuals or through you finding God for yourself. Follow me. Watch this. And so what happens is when you have to respond to adverse situations, you don't respond in the way that the world would respond. Because some kids pick up weapons, and guess what they do? They hurt their parents.
Right. Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
That's not the response that God is looking for. So be careful of the who you keep around you, because we have these outside influences that will actually have us, innocent people, doing things that God did not say do. Now you went from the victim to the villain. Just that quick.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It is real. It is real. I don't know about your situation, but you do have people who are in vulnerable situations that cannot fulfill this topic when it says be careful who you keep around you. Physically, they can't. But spiritually, yes, they can. How you doing, Miss Wendy? Miss Joy, how are you, Miss Katina? Okay, y'all follow me? What's going on, Miss Party? Be careful who you keep around you. Y'all watch this right quick. Miss Tiana, can you get this scripture? Because I want everybody to catch this scripture because I need to lay this thing out for everybody. The scripture is Luke chapter 10, 25 through 30. Luke chapter 10, 25 through 30. And y'all, in this scripture, we're talking about the Good Samaritan. Y'all know the Good Samaritan, right?
That's right.
Now watch this. You got to be careful who you keep. Now y'all know if I gave a scripture, I got to come with that thunder, huh? You got to be careful who you keep around you. This is a powerful scripture. Can you read Luke chapter 10, 25 through 30 real quickly, Miss Tiana, please?
Absolutely. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Amen.
Y'all saw that? This is a story of the Good Samaritan. Now, watch how this plays out. Be careful who you keep around you. Miss Tiana, go ahead real quickly. I don't need you to pause. Just go through it. Read verses 31 through 35.
A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said. And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Amen.
How you doing, Ms. Sheena? How you doing, Ms. Stephanie? Did y'all catch this? I'm doing wonderful, Ms. Katina. Did y'all catch this? Y'all, the man, listen to him. This was a lawyer. He was trying to be funny. He was trying to test Jesus. And in testing Jesus, Jesus gave him an answer. Then he goes on to say, well, who is my neighbor? See, you got to be careful who you keep around you. Because some people, Mr. DJ, will tell you that your neighbor are people who look like you, people who talk like you, people who think like you. See, the world says equally yoked means that you have to be on the same level. But see, God says equally yoked means something totally different.
Right.
Yes.
Come on.
Right.
Because which one of us look like God? We talk about, well, God made me my... Do you look like him? How do you know if you look like God when the Bible clears it says that no one has ever seen him?
That's right.
Ain't that something, y'all?
That's right.
It is.
Okay. Be careful who you keep around you. Look at what the premises of the Good Samaritan is going, y'all. Okay, let me lay this out for him right quick, Mr. DJ. Y'all bear with me. You leaving Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a city that is set upon a hill. Y'all remember in the Bible said, it says, let your light shine like a city that is upon a hill?
Okay.
How you doing? Y'all remember that? Jerusalem, yes. If you break it down, Jeru, the J-E-R-U, means city of, and Salem, S-A-L-E-M, means peace. Jerusalem means city of peace. Go look it up. Come on, be careful you keep around you now. So you leaving a city of peace to go down to Jericho. Jericho, Mr. DJ, is a dry place. It's a dingy place, Mr. DJ. It's a salty place. It's a dark place, Mr. DJ. It ain't good
okay.
there. So you leaving something good to go, huh, to something else. Ain't
right.
that something? Y'all follow
right.
me now? Y'all right? Y'all with me?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the Bible says a certain man, he never called him by name. Be careful who you keep around you now. He never called a man by name. This is interesting, y'all. I love this. Watch this now. He said a certain man fell amongst thieves. Tell me this. Have any time in your life, have you ever fell amongst people, amongst thieves? I mean, when you fell, they took advantage of you? Anybody?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Has anybody ever fallen and people took advantage of you? You know, when you was at your lowest of the lowest point in your life, did they take advantage of you?
Mm.
Huh?
Yes.
Be careful who you keep around you, because the only people that can take advantage of you are the people who you keep around you. Is that right?
Come on. Come on.
Y'all with me?
Hmm? Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better. Okay. See, I need everybody to understand this thing. Hear me good. You falling is not the problem, because the Bible says a righteous man will fall several times, but get up.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this now. Did y'all catch what I just said? Be careful who you keep around. The fall, you falling is not the problem. Mm-mm. The problem is who you fall around.
Come on.
To see somebody wants you to fall, and they want you to stay down so they can be
yeah.
above. Come on. Y'all heard misery loves company, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Y'all heard that people who are low and without integrity, they kick people when they down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
See, you falling is not the problem. It's who you fall around.
All right.
In other words, do you fall around people who refuse to lift you up, or do you fall around people who will sacrifice everything to get you back on your feet?
Right.
Come on.
Hmm? Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Huh? Yeah. Y'all, this certain man, he fell amongst thieves. That means it was people who did not have his best interest at heart. How you doing, Ms. Juanita? Huh?
Yes.
He fell amongst thieves. Y'all, be careful who you keep around you. In other words, he fell and he got caught slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? He got
right.
caught slipping. He fell, y'all. You know, when you make a mistake and you fall, and now the whole world know, your whole neighborhood know, your mom and daddy know, you fell and you got caught slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because who you fell around, they're going to tell it all. Ain't that something? Come on.
Yes,
you can make a mistake and you have the right people around you, and they will cover it with their love. They won't let it get out. Y'all
come
know?
On. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh. And what I mean by getting caught slipping when you fall, because you got to be careful who you keep around you. See, caught slipping, it means they caught you when you was most vulnerable. You know, they caught you
mm-hmm.
when you lost your house. They caught you when you lost your job. They caught you when you lost your mind. They caught you when you was going through a divorce. They caught you when you was lonely. They caught you when you was in a state of depression. They caught you slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, how you doing,
right.
Nicole? Miss Debbie, Miss Carolyn? Y'all following me? And y'all know the same people who you once had in your life, huh? That now that you're mindful of who you keep around you, they caught you. And you remember the people who caught you that they're no longer your friend, but they caught you when you was vulnerable?
Mm-hmm.
And you confided in them. And you told them everything, Mr. DJ, only for it to get back to you. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this certain man, he fell amongst thieves. And let me tell you what thieves would do. What do thieves do, Mr. DJ? What is the definition of a thief?
They steal.
They steal. What thief you know that don't steal? They steal.
Right.
Thieves will strip you. Thieves do is they take, and they take from you. You got to be careful who you keep around you. Now, if you was to be honest with yourself and look at your little inner circle or your big circle, how many people just take and take and take from you? Now,
right.
Can you be honest with yourself? Now, watch this. Are you the one who takes?
All right.
Come on.
Can we be honest for one night? How many people in your inner circle that you just tolerate and you know all they're doing is using you because all they do is take from you, they promise but they never give, and they just take. This certain man fell amongst thieves, right?
That's right.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Thieves will take from you. Thieves will take your integrity. Thieves will take your dignity. Thieves will strip you. Oh, yeah. Thieves will take your virginity. How many people know somebody or have you taken? You fell amongst thieves. You was lonely. You was vulnerable. You were horny. And a thief stole your virginity only to use you and leave you for dead. They talked
Come
about
on.
You.
Oh,
I mean it.
Yes.
And what did that thief say? Well, I'm your first. I'm your best. That's mine. See what the thief? Look at the thief. Be careful. Man, y'all better hear this.
They can claim.
He fell amongst thieves. He fell amongst thieves. Huh? Thieves will take away your innocence, won't they? Huh?
Yeah,
not only will they take and take and take from you, watch this, E-40, they're not only going to take from you, thieves will hurt you after they take from you. And not only will they hurt you after they take from you, they will leave you right after that. You know, even the rappers say, find them, F them, and flee, you know. Thieves will take from you, they will hurt you, and then they will leave you, and they're going to leave you for dead. Boy, y'all don't hear me.
Tell it.
How many people did you have in your inner circle? That took from you, and they hurt you deeply. They hurt you. It wasn't a physical wound. It was all spiritual, internal wound. And then when they hurt you, they left you for dead.
Yes.
Or that's what the Bible says. He fell amongst thieves, and they robbed him. They stripped him. They wounded him, and he was bleeding. They left him for dead.
Ain't
that something, Miss Juan? Mr. DJ?
What's going
on? Y'all with me? How you doing, Miss Hunt? Miss Mitchell, how are you? Y'all follow me? You got to be careful. You keep around you. How you doing, Miss Lamar? You have to be careful. Okay? They left him half dead. They left him for dead. Well, watch this now. It's Tiana. Read real quickly. What's going on, my brother, Tori? Read real quickly because we got to be careful who we keep around us. Okay? Luke 10:31-35. Read that real quickly, Miss Tiana.
A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when they saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out two
denarii. Hold on, Miss Tiana. Did y'all see that? A priest. Now, what is a priest? Someone who represents God to man and represents man to God. A priest, a mediator, Mr. DJ. Someone who's in God. A priest saw his fellow Jew. He came from Jerusalem. Jews reside in Jerusalem. The priest was walking the same road, saw the man on the ground, and he kept him moving.
Yep.
That's be careful who you keep around you. How many people in your inner circle saw you was down and didn't lend a helping hand?
Come on.
Now, I know this is not a popular subject because most people don't want to expose their inner circle because we okay living a lie. But I'm talking to the people who are not okay living the lie no more. How many people in your inner circle see you down, going in the same direction, and they see you hurting? They see that you was robbed. They see that somebody took advantage of you. They see your wounds. They see you bleeding, and they never stop to help you.
Come on.
Ain't that something?
It is.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Miss Teresa, Miss Nisa, Miss Chris, Miss Angela? How y'all, Miss Danielle? So the priest kept it moving. From the same neighborhood. You say, who's your neighbor? He's from the same neighborhood.
Yep.
That's the one that's supposed to stand in the gap for you.
Tell him again, Mr. DJ. What do you say?
The priest is the one that's supposed to stand in the gap for you.
That's supposed to be the one that's standing in the gap for you. The person that's supposed to stand in the gap for you, the closest people to you hurt you the most.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know why they hurt you the most? Because we put our trust in their hands and not get in God's hands.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful who you keep around you. Huh? You want people around you that put God first. You don't want people around you that put you first, because if they put you first, what does God fit in the equation?
Right.
Right.
Uh-oh. Come on, y'all, this is good. Huh? Be careful who you keep around you. The priest overlooked him. And then here comes this other man. I think he was a Levite.
Yeah.
How you doing, Ms. Gwen, Ms. Tracy? He was a Levite. A Levite comes from the same neighborhood. Y'all, this is good. And the Levite, huh?
The man heard
the Levite coming. And that's what he's saying, help is on the way. Help is on. And the Levite kept him moving, too.
Yeah.
Y'all know the worst thing in the world is to see help, and you hear help, and help don't help you.
Right.
Yes.
It overlooks you.
That's right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
A lot of shit. That's who you keep around you. So the priest overlooked the man. The Levite overlooked the man, and they from the same neighborhood. But here comes this Samaritan. The Bible says good Samaritan. Mm-hmm. Watch this. He's a good Samaritan, right?
Right.
Yep.
I need y'all to understand this. It's like Crips and Bloods. Samaritans and Jews did not get along.
Yes.
Y'all caught that? Samaritan,
yes.
Good Samaritan, and he was a Jew. Samaritans and Jews did not get along.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, look at how good this man was. He put aside the differences because he saw a soul that needed help. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Come on. Can I talk to somebody? Be careful of the people you keep around you. How many of us are influenced by this thing called unforgiveness? Oh, I can't forgive them right now, God. And you said because your inner circle said. But see, when you're more concerned about a soul as opposed to what they did to you, you will become that good Samaritan. In other words, we don't think alike. We don't talk alike. They just hurt me. But guess what? Right now they hurt. I'm going to forgive them because I see that they're bleeding. Guess what?
Right.
Yeah.
How many of us have practiced unforgiveness? Well, we can see somebody hurting and we don't forgive them. And we say, God's going to have to forgive them. You're not the good Samaritan that we're speaking of.
Come on.
Come on. Come on, y'all. Huh? Yeah, I thought life and death lie in the power of the tongue. I thought that you had the power to forgive people. What's the problem?
Yes.
Come on. What's the problem? I love it, Mr. DJ. Be careful who you keep around you, but people should be careful who you are as well.
Amen.
Come on, we got to be fair, right?
That's right.
So, the Good Samaritan stopped to help the man. The Good Samaritan Bible said he got, how you doing, Ms. Gwen? The Good Samaritan got off his beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same beast that Saul was on and God knocked him off his beast, a beast was nothing more than a donkey or a horse.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it was the animal that he came in riding on. The good Samaritan got off his beast, y'all. Be careful who you y'all heard it all the time, right? Lord, enlarge my territory. When you say, Lord, enlarge my territory, that means, God, I don't have just people who I'm familiar with as my neighbors. Everybody is my neighbor, because when I want larger property, that means I got neighbors in the east, south, west, people that I don't even know about. They still my neighbor. That means I have the obligation to love on everybody when I want in the territory to be enlarged. Ain't that something? Y'all follow me?
Yes.
I love this. Watch this, Mr. DJ. The Good Samaritan got off his donkey. He took the certain man who was down and put him on the donkey instead. Ain't that something?
Right.
Right.
Did y'all see that? Be careful who you keep around to. Don't you know strangers will help you sometimes more than your closest people? I'm
going to
let that one marinate. Do you not understand that a stranger will sometimes... That's why the Bible says, be careful how you entertain strangers, because you never know when what?
You entertain
a stranger.
Take that something. Well, I'll be.
Yeah.
I'll be. See how all this lines up?
Yeah.
Be careful who you keep around you. We keep people around us because of our longevity. We grew up with them. We was in a second grade with them. And just because you was in the second grade, and just because there was your old boyfriend, and just because that's your old boss, and y'all have history, what does that mean? History don't mean that you go into your future with it. That's history. That means that's past tense. Why are you bringing your past into your present and then to your future?
All right.
Is it because that's where you're comfortable? Come on. Are you comfortable so much with your past that you're willing to stay there, although you know your past means you no good, because the priests and the Levites pass you up? In other words, your past, you know some dirt on your past. You know some dirt on the people you grew up with. And you know they hadn't always been there. Why you stayed?
Mm. Yes, indeed.
Uh-oh. I don't want to expose everybody, because see, then people will get mad at it. I'm thank God that we on this thing that you can't hit me. Y'all done probably dropped your phone and tried to throw rocks at me, right? But I got to speak the truth.
Please.
Ain't that stuff?
Yes.
You hear me? Be careful who you keep around you, right? The Good Samaritan, someone who was a stranger to this man, huh? He got off his horse, his donkey, and he put the man, he lift him up, and then he put him on the donkey. Y'all, what's so amazing about it, Mr. DJ? Mr. DJ, what's amazing about this? Huh? Y'all find this to be amazing? What you
yes,
tell you sir. I would take a godly heart before a familiar face any day. Man, I love that. Repost that.
That's right.
I would take a godly heart before a familiar face any day. Man, repost that. That's what's up. Somebody repost that.
Godly heart.
E-40 on there, too. And I ain't talking about the rapper. I'm talking about the real E-40 in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You understand? But y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Y'all find this to be amazing? You got to be careful of the company that you're around. Don't you find this to be amazing? That the man, Good Samaritan, he came in on a beast. In other words, the guy who rolled in walked out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Just like
y'all done see that on the crunch, right? Come on over there, Cleveland. You're going to walk on there, but a little bit. Y'all seen that before?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Boy. Be careful of the company. Be careful who you keep around you. Isn't it amazing when it's God sent, what they came on is not what they leave on? But when it's man sent, they want to go higher, not lower. Let me say this again. Watch where I'm going with this. The people who are sent from God, your friends, the company that you keep, you know it's from God when they're willing to self-sacrifice. In other words, what I have, I'm willing to be Lord just to help you out. Lord, this is why this world is corrupt right now, because it's called the upper and lower class. If the upper class was anything about God, and I said it, and I'm going to stamp it, and I ain't backing down, I don't care who. If the upper class, because they think they earned it, if the upper class, watch this, was good in God and they was like the Good Samaritan, do you not understand the upper class would actually self-sacrifice so that the lower class could also make it? Lord, have mercy.
What? The right thing?
Come on.
Huh. Yeah.
Now, I know this is not popular because we want to separate. See, we want to ride our beast and look over on people, just like the priest and the Levite did. But see, it's funny how God didn't say the good priest and the good Levite. He said the good Samaritan.
Right.
Now, if God calls you good, Mr. DJ, what are you?
Amen. And Mr. Carr, you just said something I don't think you realized when you said be careful of the company you keep. That also reminded me of the story of the man that was bed afflicted, and his four friends were carrying him on his bed. Now, the company that he kept were his friends and the right company, because they saw, well, the crowd, everybody was, you know, if I could just get to Jesus, I'd be all right. Oh, well, it's packed. It's packed me up.
Mr. DJ, they took him to the roof. The door was
it
locked.
It went around
the
crowd.
And
then got into the roof. And then lured him into the roof so he can get him. And then that man carried his own bed and left.
You understand? Be careful of the company that you keep. Be careful who you keep around you. If they're not taking you to Jesus at all costs, what's the problem? If you're not taking them to Jesus, you're more so concerned about the friendship. In other words, you want them to be okay with you when they're not okay with God. It's okay that people be okay with you and at odds with God. It shouldn't be that way. You should be okay with self-sacrificing. In other words, Mr. DJ, me and you will fall out even if it means you get closer to God. We're about to fall out.
Right.
That's right.
Ooh. That's right.
Did I just hear something? Remember when the Bible says when you see your brother in error, go to them in love? The reason why most people don't do that is because they're more interested in their own relationship, not the relationship they have with God.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Be careful of the company you keep around you. How you doing, Miss Crystal? How you doing, Miss Toy, Miss Edna, Miss Lisa, Miss Cassie? How y'all doing? Okay, y'all with me? How you doing, Miss Gwendolyn? Okay. So watch this, y'all. The man who came in on the donkey, he left on feet. You know why? Because he helped somebody who was a stranger out only because of obedience to God. How you doing, Miss Brenda? He rolled in, but he walked out. Ain't that something?
That's right.
Yeah, he carried him like Jesus carries us.
Ain't that something, y'all? In other words, y'all, be careful of the company you keep around you. Huh? Be careful who you keep around you. How you doing, Miss Mayweather? Okay? Watch this, y'all. In other words, he came down so that a certain man could come up.
That's right.
Miss Tracy, I ain't finished yet. Mr. DJ, this is too good. Watch this, y'all. Can somebody read for me Matthew chapter 10, 12 through 14? Matthew chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. What's going on, Shed? Now watch this, y'all. Watch this. What you got, Miss Tiana?
As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Amen.
People stay around, Mr. DJ, far too long, y'all. How many of us keep company that we know not good for us? That relationship is not for you. You know that man is not for you. You know that woman is not for you. You know that your relationship with that individual is not right, and you stay there anyway. Now all of a sudden you hold. Talking about, but God want me to stay. How does God want you to stay? If God wanted you to stay, God wanted you to stay and do something. Not lie dog.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm about to go here now. Be careful of the company you keep. Be careful who you keep around you. Watch this now. Did y'all see it? In other words, the Bible was saying, when you go into someone's home, bring peace. Now, where's the person's home? We ain't talking about their physical house. We're talking about into their spirit, man. Ah, Lord.
Yes,
you got to catch this. We're talking about when you go into an individual. Yeah, watch this now. Okay? In other words, when you introduce, when you start to fellowship with people, you bring peace. The Bible says if they reject it, Miss Tamika, how are you, Miss Kim? If they reject your peace, the Bible says, relieve and leave what, Miss Tiana? It says leave swiftly. She's behind. The Bible says leave and leave swiftly. Ain't no. In other words, when people keep on rejecting you, why are you being disobedient to God? Matthew 10, 12 through 14, be careful of the company you keep around you. The Bible says when people reject your peace, leave and leave swiftly. Because if you stay, that same rejection will corrupt you. Lord, have mercy.
That's right.
That's true.
Why it's taking us so long to leave?
You know why it's taking us so long to leave? Because we don't see God. We see our selfish desires. That's why.
Right.
Yes.
Because the sex was good. Because the money was good. Because they got status. Because they're my safety net. Because they're my first. Because they have my heart. That's why. And none of that is godly. That's why. Because they're
Come
my
on.
Baby daddy. Because they're my baby mama. That's why. Woo! Put me out, somebody. I'm on fire. Well, I told you, I don't need an audience. I do this. How you doing, Miss
Landon?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Come on, y'all. Be careful who you keep around you. Why do we stay in situations where God say if they reject and reject and reject your peace, you should leave? And then he said leave swiftly.
Yes.
Some people, some of us, right? Come on, let's be honest. By a show of hands, I can't see you, so you can raise your hand, right? You ought to be embarrassed. Huh? Some of us stay around the same old place, the same old relationship, the same old people that keep on rejecting us, rejecting us, and rejecting us, and rejecting us. Why are you still there?
Come on.
Huh? Why are you still there? And the Bible said leave swiftly. So in other words, you created your own crowd. That's not the God crowd that God created for you. You created that crowd. That's the company you want to keep. And the Bible says, do not be deceived. Bad
That's
company
right.
corrupt good manners.
That's right.
Hello, somebody. In other words, parents,
yeah.
you say it all the time. It wasn't my child. It's them kids that's around my child. You need to tell your child they need to come out from among them then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, be careful who you keep around you.
Mm.
Y'all follow
yes,
me?
Yes, indeed.
The Bible
yes.
says, please, swiftly. Huh? Then, in other words, you hurting. You can't keep on bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. If you keep on bleeding and bleeding and bleeding, Mr. DJ, what's going to happen?
Huh? You keep on bleeding, that's it. Dry and die.
No. When you keep on bleeding, you faint. And didn't the Bible say faint not?
Come on.
You know the reason why you don't faint? You know the reason why you don't get tired? I ain't Kevin Gates, but we do. We really don't get tired. You know why you don't get tired? No, that don't mean that you stay in a situation. You don't get tired because you're obedient to God. That means I will leave people who reject God. Because if you reject God, you're rejecting me because we come as a package deal. In other words, if you reject my peace and my peace is in God, I got to leave you alone. And then I got to dust my feet.
Yeah.
The reason why a lot of people don't want to leave and they keep the same old company is because they're comfortable. But did you not see the Levite and the priest, the same company that you're familiar with, they walked over you when you was down? The same people that you're familiar with walked over you. It took for a stranger to come and help you.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Hello? Well, hello?
Yes, indeed.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
So the Bible says to leave swiftly, Mr. DJ. In other words, y'all, we got to make a grown man, grown woman decision. You got to decide today. This is why the Bible says choose ye this day who you will serve. When you serve God, you are very careful of the company that you keep around you. But when you don't, you're very flimsy. You just want people. You don't want substance. Uh-oh.
Come on.
Some people are okay with being popular, while others are okay with purpose. I'm putting it out there. Hello?
Tell the truth.
You have to decide in your own heart whether you're going to stay and bleed. How you doing, Ms. Giselle? Haven't seen you in a while, Ms. Rhonda. But you have to decide in your own heart whether you're going to stay and bleed in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether you're going to expand your territory. In other words, God, it may not be familiar, Utah, because I'm from Louisiana, but if you tell me to go to Utah, Utah is where I go.
Mm-hmm.
All of us not comfortable. You know why? Because we want to stay close to what's familiar. And see, what's familiar has gotten you living to a mediocre life. You're not careful who you keep around you. Because if you had the right crowd around you, i.e. God, you would know that, hold on, God didn't have a place to lay his head, neither do I. God, I'm going to go to you. Tell me to stop.
Amen.
Amen.
Family down in Louisiana. And your family in Louisiana, if you're going to expand your territory, shouldn't your family be more than just Louisiana?
Yeah.
Be careful to keep around you now. Huh? Huh? And what happens is we just become loyal to the wrong folk, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Come on, y'all.
That's
be careful.
True.
You, how long have you been loyal to the wrong people?
Ooh.
Oh, so long.
You don't be a man if you don't want to, but, you know, you can just blink if you need to.
So long.
How long have we been loyal to the wrong people? Ain't that something, y'all? We just been loyal to the wrong people, right? How you doing, Miss Lee?
Right.
Huh? To the wrong folk. You know what I'm talking about? We loyal to a default. Be careful who you keep around you. We loyal to people who don't even come down. Did y'all catch that? The Good Samaritan came down off his high horse, off his beast. He came down to a man. He lowered himself. Lord have mercy. Y'all catching what I'm talking about? Didn't Jesus also lower himself? Y'all, oh, Lord. We loyal to people who won't even come down and see us. Why am I speaking now? Come on, right?
Yep.
You loyal to someone who won't even come down, but you can call it love.
Mm.
The Bible says, if man knoweth not God, he knoweth not love. So how can you call it love when you don't even know God? You can't tell me I don't know God. If you knew God, I don't think that you would be living like that. Because to have an encounter with God would change your whole world.
That's right.
My God, be careful who you keep around. Ain't that something? Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Loyal to the wrong folks, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, talk to me, bro. We loyal to people who won't come down. We loyal to people who don't even come over. Yeah, let's come down. They won't even make a parallel movement. Coming down mean they was up and come down. They won't even be on your same level and come and check on you.
Right.
Huh? Did y'all catch what I just said? The Good Samaritan came down. The priest, and the Levite wouldn't even come over.
Come on.
Y'all
tell it.
That? I told you because it's the word of God. Huh? Be careful to keep around you. Huh? We loyal to people who don't come down. We loyal to people who don't come over. We loyal to people who don't even pour in us. The Bible said the Good Samaritan poured oil and wine in. We loyal to people who don't even pour in us, but we always pouring in them. Ain't that something?
It is.
What you got, Mr. DJ?
A revelation. You know, when I'm walking home as a little boy, I see a dog that I don't know or don't recognize, then I'm going to cross the street because I don't want no confrontation. Yes, I'm afraid of it. I don't want to even, you know, want to be bothered. So the people who saw that man there and crossed the street obviously saw him there. They weren't concerned if whether or not he was a Levite or one of the Jews or anything. They didn't want to be bothered. That's my point.
You know why? Because it inconvenienced them. How many people say, well, I got my own issues? How many times have you heard that? And you call that your inner circle? Man. Woo, Lord have mercy. Well, I got to pray for myself first. Wow.
No.
Joseph didn't do that. When Joseph was in prison, Joseph had them set free, and he was still in prison. My God.
That's right.
Woo-hoo, be careful.
That's right.
Watch where I'm about to go with this now, y'all. Huh? Watch this. All them people you still loyal to, the ones who won't come down and see you, the ones who don't even come over and see you, the ones who don't even pour into you, you loyal to the wrong folk, yet you still standing there. Huh?
Right.
The Bible says, shake the dust off your feet. In other words, call it a loss and keep it moving. Boy, we don't want to take rejection. That's the problem today. Be careful of the company you keep around you. People don't want to be the one that's rejecting. And that's why they stay in foolishness. That's why they stay in messes. That's why some people married that shouldn't be married. That's why people are in emotional scarred relationships. You know why? Because they don't want to be rejected. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Why are you not okay with being rejected when God is?
Come on.
Be careful of the company you keep around you. What's going on, Doc Green? Do y'all see what I'm saying? Why are we so uncomfortable with being rejected? And because of our uncomfortability of being rejected, what we tend to do is we stay when God says, leave swiftly. The Bible says, shake the dust off your feet. In other words, if people don't accept your peace and your love, why are you still there?
Amen.
And we're just hanging around just to say we have quote-unquote friends. That's really friends? Huh? Do they tolerate or do they celebrate you? Which one?
Come on.
Now, Do understand, they can't celebrate you if God is not involved.
Amen.
In other words,
Amen.
They're not taking you as close to God. Ain't no celebration. That ain't no celebration. Oh, my God. Oh, my,
yep.
my. Hello? Y'all with me? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Be responsible with people who are in the same neighborhood. Be careful of the company. Be careful who you keep. You okay with affiliating with people because they have the same income, because they look the same, they think the same, they speak the same language. Y'all have the same weaknesses. Y'all share the same weaknesses. That's why y'all friends. How you doing, Miss Arlene? Huh? That's your hood? That's your neighborhood? Right? Hmm? But see, here's the thing. You've got to redefine what your neighborhood is.
Amen.
In other words, you've got to redefine what you're familiar with. Because if you live a life of just doing the things that you're familiar with, you will never expand your territory. You know that?
That's right.
How can the NBA players say it's very rare that they get lucky and then where they grew up at, they still play in that city? You got to expand your territory if you want to be global, right?
That's right.
Be careful who you keep around you. See, the very moment you redefine your territory, your neighborhood, is the very moment help is on the way. See, when you fail, see, when you redefine your neighborhood, in other words, the Levites pass you up, the priests pass you up, but the Good Samaritan, see, that was somebody, Samaritans and Jews didn't get along. The Samaritan, you had to redefine your neighborhood to accept the help. In other words, I don't care who you send to help me, God, I accept it. He had to redefine his neighborhood. In other words, he had to redefine who he kept around him. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all don't hear me. Some of us okay with people who we know helping us, but they limited. Watch where I'm going with this. Can I go a little bit further, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir.
Can I go a little bit further? Watch this, y'all. Huh? Come on, y'all remember we was reading Luke 10:25-35. Y'all go back and read that later. We're talking about the Good Samaritan. Huh? Yes. This man came where the wounded man was.
That's right.
Have y'all ever been to Walmart and they tell you, you say, hey, where's the cereal? And they say, over there, they point you. It's a whole different story when they take you and they come with you.
Yes,
Lord, I'm
about to. That's right.
I'm about to show y'all something. Watch this.
Please.
Did Jesus point you? Because the Bible pointed you in a direction. But didn't God say, oh, I love this. He said what the word of God couldn't do, he sent Jesus to do. Woo.
Amen.
Woo. The Bible. In other words, the Bible wasn't good enough. In other words, the Bible is the law. It took grace and mercy to come and shed blood. That's why we're now under the blood, no longer the law. Watch where I'm about to go.
Yeah.
Watch this now.
Yeah.
The Good Samaritan came to where the man was. Y'all follow me? He didn't just look at him. Come on, be careful who you keep around you. Some people would never come to where you are. Some people just look at you from a distance. Some people just pray for you from a distance, but they won't come to where you are because it's an inconvenience. It's 10 o'clock at night, girl. I can't come. But I bet you if something is getting out the deal, they'll come, huh, fellas? We'll go running. I don't care if it was 3 in the morning. The later the better.
Wow.
Watch this, huh? This man came to where he was.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow me? Miss Tiana, read 2 Corinthians 8:9. Now, y'all pay attention to this. Be careful who you keep around you. Watch this. We're about to get ready to close. Read that one. 2 Corinthians 8:9, Miss Tiana.
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. Amen.
Watch this, y'all. Be careful who you keep around you. Paul said he became poor, meaning Jesus. Jesus became poor that through his poverty, you and I may be made rich. See how strong that is? In other words, the Good Samaritan became the one who was walking and down so that somebody else can get on his beast. My God.
Right.
Come on.
How many people in your circle are willing to lose their position so that you can be lifted up?
Tell it.
Let me say this again. Somebody missed what I said. How many people in your circle are willing to step down from where they are? Jesus became poor, so through his poverty, we could become rich. How many people in your circle are willing to be poor so that you can be rich? I'm going to ask that question one more time. How many? Now, if you can't really definitively say that, you know you need to redefine your circle, right? you know, you got to read the Bible around.
Tell
and
it.
If you talking about, oh, I ain't giving to nobody, you know you wrong, too. Somebody, remember, this life that you have is not your own. So you don't have to give it to God to take it right from here. Pluck it from your fingers. You know that?
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Y'all with me? Here it is, the certain man who fell, the certain man who fell amongst thieves, who was wounded, who was left for dead. The good Samaritan came along, got off his beast, put the man, the certain man who fell is now riding on a beast that isn't even his. My God. Watch where I'm going with this. Y'all know where I'm going with this? The certain man who once fell is now riding on a beast that is not even his. Can you read for me, Miss Tiana, Deuteronomy 6 and 11? Watch where I'm going with this, y'all. Be careful who you keep around you. Man, watch this now. Deuteronomy 6 and 11. The man who fell is now riding on something that ain't even his. Watch this, y'all.
Houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide. Wells you did not dig. And vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you eat, you are satisfied.
Do you not understand when you expand your territory, when you expand your neighborhood, when you keep the right people around you instead of the wrong people around you, when you stop being loyal to the wrong people and start being loyal to the right people in God, you do understand that God will create houses for you that you didn't even build. He will give you vineyards that you didn't even grow. See, this man was on a beast that wasn't even his. Y'all don't catch what I'm saying.
Right.
See, all he had to do was expand territory. In other words, get rid of the old that wasn't for you and start inviting the new that you're not familiar with. A lot of us only in this position because we are comfortable, and when you're comfortable, you're limited. Lord have mercy.
Tell it. Woo-wee.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You keep around you, you know, them little small attitudes that ain't going nowhere. The little narrow minds that don't have nothing important, be careful who you keep around you. You know the little narrow minds that's holding you back? They don't have nothing positive to say, nothing good to say, but they just stifling your growth. Be careful who you keep around you. Huh?
Amen.
This man was put on a beast, y'all. He was brought to an innkeeper. Didn't it say that, Miss Tiana? Verse 35.
Yes.
Luke 10 and 35. 36. Which one did it say he was brought to the innkeeper?
It was.
Real quickly, what you got?
Verse 35.
Read it, Miss Tiana. Come on.
The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said. And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.
Boy, this is about to get good, y'all. Y'all want to see something right quick? Can I show y'all something?
Come on.
Be careful who you keep around you, Mr. DJ. Huh? The good Samaritan lifted a man who came down from Jerusalem. He came from peace. And he was wounded. Huh? Huh? He was wounded for our transgressions. Who that sound like?
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, watch this now. The good Samaritan saw the man when the Levite and the priest passed him up. He put him on his beast. And then he took him. He came to him, then he took him. He didn't just come, he took him. But the man had to first want help. He had to allow help to come. A lot of times we don't even allow outside help because we say, you don't know me. Somebody trying to help you and you say, you don't know me. You think they're trying to hurt you, but all they're doing is correcting you and God. But what you say, you don't know me. Somebody trying to
be
help
made.
Woo!
Then
Lord,
be made.
Come on, I follow where I'm going with this?
Yes,
yes.
Watch what happened. Watch what happened, y'all. The man put him on a beast, and he brought him to an innkeeper. I-N-N, you know, like Holiday Inn. He took an innkeeper. He brought him to someone else who didn't know him either. Uh-oh.
Come on.
What? He paid for his room. Watch this, y'all. Be careful who you keep around you. You got people in your own circle that won't pay for you. Huh?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Watch this. He paid for his care.
Yep.
He told the innkeeper, take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, look what he said, Mr. DJ. I brought him as far as I can bring him. Now I'm going to relay it to you.
Yes.
Y'all didn't see what I just said, all right?
Yes.
I done brought him as far as I can bring him. Now I got to pass it on. Watch this. Be careful of the people you keep around you. Some people know their time is up in your life, They don't want you to know it. And they want to stay. Whoo, they don't want to pass you on because they're pulling from you. They're taking from you. They're wounding you. They're hurting you. They're leaving you from dead, but they want it all.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
Come
might
on.
Not. He said, take care of him. Huh?
Yep.
I'm relating it to you. Y'all, I need to tell y'all this, and y'all need to hear this good. Don't fall in love with what God did yesterday. It's a new grace, a new mercy. He said from faith to faith and glory to glory. Don't fall in love with what God did yesterday. When you fall in love with what God did yesterday, you're okay with winning one championship. What about the rest of them?
Right. Amen.
Hello. Hello. You still living in the past when you talk about yesterday. Jesus didn't
mm-hmm.
fall in love with yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? In other words, y'all catch what I'm about to say now. Be careful who you keep around you. The man who had help, who got help, who was wounded, who was stripped, huh? Who bled and bled, but he allowed help to come in, who got on that horse, y'all. And y'all know when we be hurt, we don't want nobody to pay for nothing because we think everybody crooked. Woo, watch this. Be careful who you keep around you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The man who was hurt, who was wounded, he had to be willing to move from the beast to the bed. What you think the end was? It was a place to relax while he recovered. He had to be willing to move from the beast to the bed. A lot of us want to get up, but we don't want to go to the bed where God say go. In other words, we in love with our yesterday. God didn't bring me up this high to tell me to go over there. Yes, he did. Whew. In other words, just because that y'all was best friends in high school and college don't mean that y'all should be best friends today. Who said that?
Exactly.
Ooh, Lord. Be careful who you keep around you. Mr. DJ, watch this now. Huh? Huh? Some people won't even find. Come on, y'all. Ms. Corbett, how are you, Ms. D? Some people won't even find the bed because they're comfortable on the beast.
Come on.
Y'all don't hear me? Some people will not find the bed. What is the bed? A place of intimacy. Some people will never get intimate with God because all they want from God is the things that God has to offer. And I know they want the blessing. They'll never get intimate. See, when you want to get intimate in the bed with God, oh, man, God, keep the blessing. Mm-hmm. It's time for us to get this thing going. Watch this,
That's
Bob.
Right.
The man said, take care of him. I owe you anything. If I owe you anything, I'll pay you when I return. Did he not say that?
Yes, he did.
Watch what I'm going with this now. Watch this. Be careful who you keep around you. How many people will say, hey, whatever it is owed, I'll pay it when I return? The assumption with this is this, y'all. He's saying, I know I didn't give you enough for what I called you to do, innkeeper. How many times God say, I know I didn't give you enough for what I called you to do? But I called you to watch this. I know you're going to go through a period where you're giving out more of your stuff, okay? You're going to be going through a period where you're operating in the red, right? You're going to be going through a period where you're giving courage when you need courage, right? I know that you're out of budget and out of energy, but see, I said, I will repay you when I return. Watch where I'm going. Watch this. Hmm? Y'all want to hear the promise of this whole thing? Huh?
Come on.
People around you? See, what he was saying was, I give you this promise. Huh? When I come again, I'm going to repay you everything you lost. Who that sound like?
Mm-hmm.
Have mercy.
Woo,
did y'all catch it?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Don't the good Samaritan sound like the good Lord? In other words,
yes.
Woo, catch it now. Be careful you keep around you. Huh? God said, I know you're going to be out of budget. God has given you assignment and assignments, right? Right? And some of us are the wounded ones, and some of us got to be the innkeeper. Huh?
Yes.
Some of us got to get
the
marriage. Woo! Watch where I'm going with this. But God said, from the good Samaritan's point of view, I will repay you when I return. In other words, just take care of them. Okay? And
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to repay you. Everything that you're owed, the assumption is I'm coming back. Ooh, who coming back? So now watch this. Watch this, y'all. That soul that God owns that you have, he owns it. This life that you borrow, God owns it. God says, take care of it. And everything that is, I'm going to to repay you. Stop putting people in place of me. I told you, if they reject and reject and reject the peace, flee. Leave them swiftly. Dust your feet off. Trust me enough to know that I'm going to be the one who repays you. I'm going to be back.
Right. Amen.
My God.
Amen.
When you know God's coming back, you don't have to involve yourself with people who are not with the same purpose.
Amen.
All right.
That's right.
This is CJ. You want to go ahead and pray? I love it.
Sure. Bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again in Christian band and Christian love to lift your name up, Jesus. We come to you as humble as we know how to say thank you, Father. Thank you for this day. Thank you for blessing us, Father. We ask that you bless our family, friends, enemies, and acquaintances, Father. Help us to grow and to get better and stay on this path so that we may further represent who you are. In Christ's name we pray and ask these blessings. Amen.
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 Y'all have a great night. I apologize for anybody who I didn't speak to because people be saying, well, I was on and you didn't speak to. I apologize. Don't get mad at me because I be focused for real. Y'all have a great night. And if y'all get a chance, make sure y'all catch us on Wednesday for Bible study. We do it by phone. We be rocking and rolling too. All right? And it's going to be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The number is 225-364-0211. Miss Kiana just put it on there. Okay, if you can't catch us Wednesday, make sure y'all tune in next Monday. Make sure y'all do this. Share these messages. This is important. Somebody needs to hear it. Even if you share it on an inbox, you don't have to be embarrassed about the word because the word, if it's good for you, it's good for somebody else too. Y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all next.
Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.